else would do on a Sunday night?
Have you got an agenda? Have you got a reason, a motive, a plan? I'd like you to just think for a short time as to why you've come this morning. Just get those cogs working in that head and try to think why you've come this morning. I'm rolling my sleeves up. It may be that it's just a thing you do. Sorry, being mentioned. It's a habit. Maybe it's a communion service. So you've come for that. But then hasn't that just fallen under the previous title, a habit? I know it's the fellowship, meeting with each other. It's the worship. Or is that just a habit? Dare I say, you've come this morning because you knew it was me preaching. Well, I've come in disguise as Dave, a younger version, even with the beard. Or is that just a habit because it's me preaching? Oh dear, has our Christian life fallen under a new title of a habit? Has it become a ritual that we're here for this morning's service? Is that what it's all about? Is that what a Christian life is all about this morning? Each of us here this morning, I can say or believe that we've chosen Christ in our lives. But our act of coming here this morning, has that just become a habit? I've got a scripture this morning. It's a few verses from Acts 17, reading from verse 24 to 28. And in that scripture it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Though he is not far away from anyone, from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of the poets have said, we are his offspring. I think this scripture warns us against the situation that I've been talking about this morning. The situation of becoming accustomed to having a habit and possibly living by habit. But this morning I want to remind us, each of us, that God is more than this. God is greater and better than a habit. God is not just about a habit. Not just things kept in order. And more importantly, is not just four walls. When Jesus died for each one of us, it was for a reason. And the reason was this. It was to gain a personal relationship with him. Not just a habit. Not just a man-made church where you can come and meet God. It was to gain a personal relationship with him. When Christ died, something very important happened within the temple. Going back to those years, the temple was looked upon as God's dwelling place. And God was kept behind the curtains, allegedly. But when Christ died, something happened within the temple that changed that situation. Those curtains were ripped in two. And God's presence was no longer symbolized as being kept in the temple. God's presence then dwelt amongst his people, then moved around amongst you and I. Each one of us in accepting Christ has come into that presence. Has gained a personal relationship. But then what do with it? We make it habit. And habits, although I'm not saying they're a bad thing, we put them in structure. We like little boxes, four walls. So are we putting that curtain back together and sewing it back up? We're restricting the time in which God has with each one of us by changing God to a habit. This scripture that I've just read tells us much more about what God is to each one of us. But we can quite easily just take that and put it into a habit. In coming to church this morning, I'm going to ask that question again. Why have you come? Did you come expecting to meet with God? Did you come for the fellowship? Did you come for the communion? Did you come to worship? Did you come because it's Sunday and you've got nothing else better to do? What are you going to give him? Is there anything that we can give him? What's the scripture tell us? We've got things put into four walls, sectioned off in particular parts of our lives. As I'm talking, there's a clock in front of me, there's a clock in front of you. The minutes are ticking by. Have you done what you needed to do this morning? That time section of this morning's church will be soon coming to an end. Has everything been achieved for your so-called, for sake of a word, God habit? Until the next time you need a little bit more of the habit. It's so easy to let earthly time control our life, our meeting with God, our opportunity to receive and to commune with our Lord. Yet our real Christian life is written right here in these words that I've read. We even sometimes sing that last verse in song while we're here in this place. After finding God, after finding your Father, and letting Him in into your life, something amazing changes. Yet we can, unfortunately, let that just become a habit. But the thing that changes in our life is something, like I've said, that is amazing. Something which gives a complete new direction. A complete new source. And there is a reason why I've used the word source. Because it's not that I like sauce on my chips. It's not that sauce. It's the source of where we get things. And if you look at the source of a river, say for example, the source of a river is its very beginning. The very moment in where water comes out of the ground and starts to form a stream, which as it goes along its journey becomes wider and changes into a river, and then as it continues, eventually it will become a sea, an ocean, a vast expanse, totally encompassing and surrounding everything that you can see. If you're in the middle of an ocean, there's no land around you. The ocean has taken over. And that's exactly how your life as a Christian should be. So from the very moment your eyes open in the morning, you can gain from that source. That walk for that day begins then. God is with you from that moment. When you get up and have your breakfast, God is with you. Your Christian life is with you. When you go to work, God also goes to work with you. When you go and play football, maybe not, God is with you. When you're watching TV, God is with you. The strange thing is, when you come to church, God comes in with you. God, just like the ocean, is all encompassing, all surrounding, and all life within your life. When you go to bed at night and close your eyes at the end of that day, strangely enough, God is with you. What an amazing experience we have as Christians. But unfortunately, like I say, it just becomes a habit. I'd like to challenge each of you this morning for your reason, for your purpose, for you to look at your plan. Just as it speaks of in this scripture, as God knowing, as God deciding exactly when he's going to put you on this earth. In the vast array of history, we might think, oh, well, I'd have really liked to have been such and such a time. When they were doing the Charleston, I could have had a go at that. I'd have really liked to have been when they were setting out across the seas, discovering new lands that have never been discovered before. And suddenly realizing that we're on a globe and not on a flat earth. As people thought for so many years that the earth was flat, and then suddenly they decided it was round because they met themselves back at the beginning again. What amazing times through history there has been. But God decided he wanted you here and now. For a plan, for a purpose. And we've met with him. We've become Christians. We know we've got a living God, a living Father, a personal relationship. Yet in our earthly ways, unfortunately, we like to categorize. We like to segregate. We like to give a time slot for God. But God's there, no matter what time, no matter what place, whether it's at church, at home, at work, or at play, God is there. And all we need to do is grasp that and what difference that makes. It's something which we might have had and then it's just become a habit. But I'd like to say to you this morning, don't let it become a habit. Let it become reality. Let it become a Dave word, knowing in your knowing, a constant. God, in all my living, God, in all my moving, God, in all my doing. You might think that's a big challenge this morning, and I'm going to say it is. Because it is, quite simply, to have a God involvement life is a challenge for man. It's a challenge for woman because we've not been built in that way as regards to how we should live today. We've been built in a way governed by that. We've been built in a way via earthly society to be governed by time, to categorize each day for a specific task, for a specific purpose. So this Sunday, I hope it might be a change for you. I hope that it's not just another ritual, just another habit that you've come here this morning. That this morning, it's changed. This morning, you're going to say, yes, Lord, I'm walking with you every moment. Yes, Lord, my decisions are with you every day. From the moment I wake, I know you're by my side. From the moment I wake, I know you're walking with me. Till the moment my eyes shut, I know I'm in the place I want to be with you. I hope this morning that I've not discouraged you in coming to see me anymore. I hope this morning I've not discouraged you in wanting to come to church anymore. Because when you come, God comes. When you come, it's not me you're seeing. It's not any of the other preachers that you're seeing. It's God. And you're here because God's got a reason for you to be here. Amen.